Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. We are at the Crappie Compound. That's right. We're here with Les Smith. And the reason why, all these people have been asking him how he's been catching fish this summer. And of course, you made a mistake of posting that you were using these little orange things and they hadn't stopped, have they, Les?
Oh, we let the cat out of the bag with those things this year. And I tell you what, it's kind of cool to be able to learn something new. And I've just, you know, everybody knows me for power trolling, and to be able to add this dimension to power trolling has been unbelievable. And they catch fish.
Yeah, Churchill's the person who caused all this issue, didn't he? You had it down to a simple system. You just sat in the front. You ran most of your poles, usually power trolling up front, and then he came.
And then he came. you sit and you think, well, you know, I've never really had much of a problem after I've learned the technique of power trolling catching crappie.
Right.
But then there's certain days when you go out there and you think, oh, man, the bite may be off a little bit, or, you know, everybody's not going to have a great day every day. And but Jim kind of showed me this technique, and we picked it up as just some dual action. That's unbelievable. And pushing on the front, power trolling, and pulling off the back with planer boards. And these little Church Tackle TX-12s, they're the bomb.
I'm going to call this power planing is what I'm going to call it. I'm going to name this technique right here. So all the residuals will just come to me, but which won't even buy me a planer board. But tell us, So he got you going off with doing the planer boards off the back. It's like it's not a compromise of your technique, but earlier you had talked about, imagine people thinking that this is their boat, right? So tell me about that. When you said, you know, when you were thinking about how this was going to work and compared to the front of your boat.
Well, here's what got my attention. And when Jim said, Les, I can still power troll with these planer boards, I thought, right. Jim, what are you talking about? You got to show me. You know, I'm the kind of guy that you can't just say do this, do that. You got to show me how to do it. And basically, all we did was take the same setup that we have on the front of the boat on the power trollers, where I'm using the B&M power trollers, 18 footers, and I built all my 5 foot leader setups. He said, just give me the 5 foot leader setup, give me the 3 ounce weight, I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm sitting on the front of the boat, and I'm sitting there in the summertime, and we're catching fish down in deep water, 18 to 20 foot deep, and using 3 ounce weights, and I'm running 1.7 mile an hour. Now, I can take a live scope, I can take everything on the front of the boat, and I can tell exactly where the fish are at in the water column, how much line I need to let out, on a line counter reel, the whole ball of wax, kind of tune it in. And then we start catching fish. Jim said, all I want you to do is get going with the boat, get your setup, know exactly how much line you've let out, and I'm going to do the same thing on the back. And I said, all right, let me see what you're talking about. He said, just think about this planer board as being your rod tip. He said, that B&M is your rod tip up there. This planer board's going to be my rod tip back here. And I thought, just the light bulb went on.
Right.
And I'm thinking, that's pretty cool. So simply take a line counter reel, which basically what we've done is settle on this B&M gunner rod right here with B&M, which I love this thing. And it works really well for pulling these planer boards. And
this is one of their catfish series. And so it's a little heavier, but also you need that because the weight that's up on top there, you're using 1.5 up to 3 ounces.
Yeah, right there in the summer, when those fish are deep, I'm using 3 ounce weights. Now, this particular setup right here, we have a 1.5 ounce because in October, I had to slow down a little bit. The fish wanted it a little bit slower.
Right.
And so I just switched down to the 1.5 ounce weights and on the top right there. And this is a 5 foot leader setup. So basically, what you got is you got the weight on the top.
It's an egg white that goes to a bead.
It's an egg white. And I want that to be an egg white. I don't want it to be stationary because I don't want those fish to feel any resistance.
Okay.
So if you sit and think about it, what you got there, Brad, is a you're running a long line setup on this with that system right there.
Right.
In other words, all I'm doing with the weight's keeping it down in the water column that I want it to be at whatever speed that I'm running.
Okay.
So you're going to adjust the weight based on what speed you're running in the shot and the depth of water. So just remember that.
Okay.
So, but these 5 foot leaders are all the same. I'm going to come down 2 foot from the barrel swivel down to this first, and all that is an overhand knot.
Yep.
And I just tie 3 loops, cut one of the loops, do a 6-inch leader.
Okay.
And these little quick snaps right here, everybody said, man, where do you get those quick snaps? But, that Church Tackle has these, and they're little ball bearing snap hooks, and they swivel. They got a little ball bearing swivel on them,
right?
And so they don't twist on your line. So they're really cool. And the good thing about it is I can take and swap a bait out, in 2 seconds.
Just swap colors.
Yeah, just swap
colors.
So
tell us about what you're using for baits here.
All right. This here is the Crappie Magnet Fin Spin.
Okay.
And that is absolutely a killer setup right there.
Right.
That green, mean green, just happens to be one of my favorite colors. I guess you can tell that because I got two of them.
Yeah, you got
there.
Two of them. I was looking to see if they had a different color body.
But
what is this? What kind of tail do you have?
This is a slab curly.
Okay.
And that is my absolute favorite curly tail.
Okay.
I mean, if you can put those out there and fish don't hit them, you might as well go to the house. I mean, they will catch fish. But that's this is Wildcat, which is one of my favorite colors here, and that's Midnight Pink. So those are two of my favorite colors on Sardis Lake.
Okay.
And there's a 3-foot differential from there down to that bottom right there. So it's 2 foot from the barrel swivel to the first overhand, 3 foot down to the end right there. So all total, it's a 5 foot leader setup.
Okay. And all so right. when you're not using one of these right here, maybe I can get this snap off. Took my glasses. We'll use this one because we know you caught a bunch of fish because the bills almost wore off it.
Those picos will catch them though. But you can see the different colors here I've got on these Pico lures. They're just some of my favorites right here. But, man, some of these dudes were just crazy good this summer. But for those crankbaiters out there, just pop the that like to run crankbaits.
Right.
It gives you a little dual action. Put the fin spin above it.
Right.
And we'll catch as many crappie on the fin spin as we will the crankbait on the bottom. Sometimes
what's the difference between that bait and this bait? What's the length
three
difference?
3 foot.
Okay.
3 foot. So just remember that entire leader setup's 5 foot.
Okay.
So you got to start with a barrel swivel, come
right.
down 2 foot. You got the first overhand knot, 6-inch leader, come down 3 foot, and you got that snap swivel on the bottom.
Okay. So you can use either. I wanted
either
to show
or.
Them that they could use either one of these baits on the bottom.
Either
so.
Or.
And have you ever used the crankbait up on the top and the thing on the bottom? You haven't done that yet?
No.
Well, you probably will do that because you haven't experienced that yet. But,
no.
But you probably will. Is there colors that are better? You know, like this color you picked out, and I don't hardly ever catch fish on this color.
Yeah, that's a killer bait down here. I don't know what it is. But on Sardis, that was one of my favorite baits this year.
Really?
Yeah, that was a really good color.
Be dogged.
That splatterback, that orange splatterback, anytime you can get orange short, and I don't know, they like black here. There's a slab curly too called
that's
Trick
black.
Or Treat. It's black. It's black with an orange tail, and it's one of my favorites too, called Trick or Treat. And but anytime you can take the fin spins, the crappie magnets, and you can dual action with the cranks right there, and you know, just fish are gonna tell you what they want.
Right.
So I mean, it may be a certain day that they just like fin spins better. It's real easy just to pop something off and put it on. One thing about it, now I don't. Like I say, I've never run the crank up top, but
yeah, you might. You might start doing that with if you have a mayfly hatch, and you put that back behind, and that basically keeps that at a certain level, and then you can get two bites. You can get the bite off the crankbait if they want that, but if they want that small, little tiny, like a pointer shad or something, you can put that on there, and you can turn around and catch them on that, and they won't bite this all day long. On a mayfly hatch, you hardly ever get a bite on that. Really? You always get the bite on that little trailer.
That little trailer.
Little trailer back by a little, like, two-inch little little trailer. You might try that.
Yeah, yeah, show us, try it.
Show us how you hook the board up here.
All right. All we're doing.
I'm going to give you this.
So that.
Get a little line there.
People understand. Let me see if I can let this thing out. So.
You have a tight drag on
there. Yeah, I got a tight drag.
Well, we should ask you when you're trolling, are you running a real tight drag then?
Not really.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. It pulls out a little bit if they pull hard enough.
Yeah.
Because you don't have no wood down here in Sardis, do you?
Yeah, we got some. We got a little bit. Yeah, we got a little bit.
Yeah, we got a little bit. When the water.
But so that people know what we were doing, if I've got the line counter reel, and I reel it up to that weight right there, and I know that on the front of that boat, I'm looking at it on a live scope, so it's going to tell me where I need to be in the water column.
Right.
If I let out 15 foot, 20 foot, wherever I'm catching fish on a consistent basis, because I'm doing it on the front, I need to do the same thing on the back. So when I reel it up and we let it out, say, 15 foot, 30 foot, whatever it may be, then I'm just simply snapping the planer board on. So remember, this now replaces that rod tip, and this becomes the rod tip.
Okay.
So it's running identical, if you sit and think about it, identically the same way that it's running on those B&M power trollers on the front, but it's running out there.
Right.
And generally, we're going to do it 50 foot, 75 foot, 100 foot, maybe.
So show them how to hook the whole thing up there.
Yeah, it's really
easy. How the flag works.
Yeah. All you're going to do is you're going to turn around, and it depends on what type hook, because Church Tackle has several different type hooks.
Right.
This just happened to be the one that I learned on and Jim put on for me.
I think this one's actually kind of made for braided line, too.
Yeah.
Now, and so
I don't have my glasses on, but I know you're going to hook this thing right in here, and you're going to just snap that line right there.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I didn't get it in there because I can't see it. Let's see what I got there. There
we go. You got some pretty red line on that.
Yeah.
Or is it that pink?
Orange? Yeah, it's orange.
Pink, orange. All right. All
right. So we're going to run it in. We're going to snap it right there.
Okay.
All right. And it's real easy to turn this thing. I'm going to push this little button, pull this little button right there.
All
right. And you're going to stick the line right through that right there. And you're going to let it down. So now it's locked here and here.
Right.
All right. And what you're going to do is put a little loop in this. And I'm generally just doing the same probably out here like this, but I'm going to take and just roll this line around just a little bit, and I'm going to make me a little loop in it, and I'm going to snap it on right here. Now, the purpose for that is because I want that flag to come down
when the
fish hits it.
And also, like on leaves, when you pick up leaves or some slime. Here.
It'd help if I had my glasses on. I'll see what
I'll do
doing.
That part.
But, yeah, just take a little loop right there, make a little loop, switch it right there. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
There you go. Got it in there?
It's not usually.
You're as bad as I am. There you go.
It's usually not a two-man job. It's a one-man job.
But you got a little loop right there, and the reason for that is when that fish hits it, and then it's going to pull that flag down. So you want a little slack in the line. If you don't have the slack in the line, it won't pull that flag.
I didn't think you guys had a little crappie down here. But I guess if you get a little crappie, then it'll pull it down too. You
don't have a little crappie. Yeah.
You got all big crappie down here.
Yeah. We got them pigs down here.
Uh-huh.
And yeah.
So that's how that.
But that's how it works. So, and just remember, what we've got is from the end of this planer board to this weight right here is exactly what we're doing on the front.
Right.
So that's how, when I saw that concept and Jim said, I can power troll those planer boards, he got my attention. And they are deadly. I think we were, the last in August, September, and October right there, I think we had 22, 23 trips before I ended the year and started thinking about deer hunting. But our limit's 25 a boat down here now, and 10 per person, and 25 boat limit. So we were able, with that power trolling technique and the planer board technique, we were we had limits. I think it was 22 to 23 times in a row there before we quit. But
and what kind of speed are you maintaining?
Well, at that particular time when I quit running in October, I had slowed down to 1.2 miles an hour. That's the reason I went down to the 1.5 ounce weight.
Okay.
Because I was running a little bit slower.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And they just the reaction, the water's getting a little cooler. Fish are not quite as active once that water starts cooling off, and they weren't
not chasing
quite as fast.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, that takes us to a Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, they have a complete line of hard crankbaits and other hard baits, including topwaters, and they also have a whole line of soft plastics and jig heads and bass heads and everything you need to go fishing with. You can find it at picolures.com. Les, if they want to find out more about power trolling and what you do, where would they go?
I got a power trolling for crappie page on Facebook that they can go to. We got Crappie Compound Adventures. You're welcome to shoot me a message on Messenger or something. I'd be glad to try to help you learn this technique and try to figure it out. But, yeah, it'll work. It'll catch fish.
Are you there? There you go. Like I always like to say, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lures in the water.